From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Monday showed no signs of changing the policy of separating children from their parents trying to enter the United States illegally. He told reporters at the White House, "A country without borders is not a country at all. We want safety and security for our country, and it starts with the border." Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump is again falsely blaming Democrats in the growing crisis and tweeting kids are being used by criminals as a way of entering the U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen says border agents cannot simply assume families trying to illegally cross the border are, in fact, families. And they're simply enforcing immigration laws that result in kids being separated while the adults are detained.
We have to do our job. We will not apologize for doing for our job.
She denies the administration's being cruel, but lawmakers from both parties call it inhumane and immoral. The president will meet with Republicans tomorrow to talk about immigration legislation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Almost 2,000 children have been sent to mass detention centers or foster care from mid-April to the end of May. Four people are dead, more than 300 injured after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck Osaka, Japan's second largest city, on Monday morning. Officials in South Korea are reacting cautiously to the expected suspension of military exercises with American troops. An announcement could come this week that the joint exercises are being put on hold. And North and South Korea say they will form unified teams for some sports and march together at the upcoming 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has confirmed to VOA that its troops have begun what defense officials call coordinated but independent patrols with Turkey near the volatile northern city of Manbij. A spokesman said the U.S. is patrolling on one side and they are patrolling on the other. These patrols are not joint. The spokesman also said the purpose of the patrols is to support long-term security in Manbij and uphold its commitments to NATO ally Turkey. Earlier this month, Turkey and the United States agreed on a plan to overcome months of dispute over the city. The World Health Organization is adding gaming disorder to the section on mental and addictive disorders in its new international classification of diseases. The ICD provides data on the causes of thousands of diseases, injuries, and deaths across the globe and information on prevention and treatment. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the ICD launch at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
World Health Organization officials say statistics, mainly from East and South Asian countries, show only a very small 2-3% of people are addicted to gaming. Director of WHO's Department for Mental Health and Substance Abuse, Shekhar Saxena, describes some of the warning signs of addictive gaming behavior.
If it is consuming too much time, and if it's interfering with the expected functions of the person, whether it's studies, whether it's socialization, whether it's work, then you need to be cautious and perhaps seek help.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Afghan Taliban attacked security forces in at least 9 provinces Monday, making good on a threat to resume fighting, even as the government extended by 10 days a unilateral ceasefire. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman told VOA the ceasefire was violated in some parts of the country, during which 12 of our soldiers were martyred by the Taliban. At least 30 Taliban insurgents were either killed or wounded during the skirmishes, he said. The Taliban had warned in a statement that the initial 3-day ceasefire would end on Sunday. And the top story of the hour, President Trump on Monday at the White House told reporters that there was no intent of changing the policy of separating children from their parents trying to enter the United States illegally. His comments on immigration the past few days and the administration's policies have angered Republicans and Democrats alike. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.